Hey, what's up, Street Talks? Eric Kim from the Eric Kim Street Photography blog. So I wanted to throw some new turbo thoughts at you. So the first notion is this: how to conquer photography. So photography is interesting because, to me, it's one of the most interesting, the most elusive new forms of photography artwork that exists today. For us image makers, for us meaning makers, for us idea makers. And I think photography is something for us to conquer ourselves, for our own needs, for our own ends. And these are just some practical ideas. So the first idea is this: don't strive to make images to impress anybody else. Don't make photos that you hope will get lots of likes on social media, whatever. If you want real feedback on your photos, use my photography feedback platform, arsbeta.com. It's free, it doesn't have stupid ads and stuff like that, and you'll actually get real feedback. So that's arsbeta.com, because your art, ARS, A-R-S, is always in beta testing mode, you know, whatever. So to conquer photography is to realize photography in some ways is the ultimate art form, but also at the same time, people just take it way too seriously. So probably one of the best benefits I had in studying all the masters of photography, just Google Eric Kim Masters, you'll find a list of all these photography masters I studied, is that honestly, all these photographers, this is my theory, these photographers all kind of originate from Henri Cartier-Bresson. And the problem with Henri Cartier-Bresson is that he honestly had a severe envy of painters, drawers, and other artists. And he never really saw photography as a legitimate art form. And even today's world, you know, because we're all plagued by the legacy of Henri Cartier-Bresson, we don't really respect ourselves as photographers. So in order to conquer photography, we kind of need to proclaim to ourselves that photography is a legitimate art form, but at the same time, not to feel some sort of like, you know, essentially penis envy for other forms of art. Also, in order to conquer photography, I think it's not to get so caught up with all these nerdy technical things. So the big problem about photography is that a lot of people who are photographers are essentially nerds who like stuff, and they get so into the technical things because they want to differentiate themselves. They want to distance themselves from others. It's like, oh, you know, you shoot with an iPhone. That's not a real camera. I use a blah, 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 and shoot always manual. It is not because actually, I mean, obviously there are a lot of cases where shooting manual will help you get a certain image that you want. But I think nowadays, people shoot manual for the sake of manual and trying to flex that I shoot manual and you don't, to make other people feel bad about themselves, which is stupid. But personally, I just shoot everything P mode, program mode, and you know, your camera just automatically sets itself. And to me, it's great because even like, for example, the camera that I'm currently shooting with, the Ricoh GR version 3, I just keep everything in P mode, program mode all the time. And I really don't worry about the technical settings so much, because I think when photographers care too much about the technical settings, you forget to kind of get into the zone. And my philosophy about photography is that I believe in this notion of like a direct line photography, where the camera should just be like another limb. It should be like a third eye. It should be an augmentation of yourself. Is that there should be as little distance or blockages or, you know, kinks in the flow between you seeing something and you wanting to photograph it. And so shooting in P mode, and actually even on the Ricoh GR3, I just shoot auto ISO everything, which means I literally just point shoot. Now you just use autofocus, the default autofocus. And so it's kind of become the ultimate point and shoot camera. And besides the Ricoh GR3, I think the iPhone Pro is really awesome as well. But the reason I still prefer to shoot with the Ricoh GR3 instead of an iPhone Pro is that the Ricoh GR3, it's just a little bit bigger. It's still pocketable, it can still fit in your front pocket. And the resolution, the aesthetics, the image quality, the sharpness, the blah, blah, the dynamic range is about 10 times better. And maybe 10 times a little too much, maybe 5 times better. But anyways, so currently I think the Ricoh GR3 is the best camera. After that, probably the iPhone Pro. And generally it's any camera that could always be with you, could fit in your front pocket, and a camera that's not gonna allow you to miss certain photo opportunities. So also a way to conquer photography is not to be a slave to social media platforms. So the biggest problem is We are so dependent on Facebook, Instagram, and Facebook owns Instagram, we all know this, in order to maximize our likes and followers and counts. But then the problem is that we as photographers and visual artists, we cannot thrive because you get stuck inside the procrustean bed of this box of social media. And then, you know, and it's bad for art because, you know, what if you want to do a series, you know, on Instagram, you can do that stupid swiping things, but what if you want to do an auto-playing slideshow? What if you want to make a video? And the best way to conquer that is start your own website, blog, you know, register a domain on 101.com or bluehost.com, install wordpress.org, and then start to publish your artwork in open source format, give away your full resolution images for free, JPEGs, whatever, and really think about these new innovative ways that you could share and share your artwork, and not to essentially get stuck inside this box, which is this basic notion of social media where you just try to make a nice pretty photo, upload to Instagram, try to get a lot of likes, and repeat the process ad infinitum for the rest of your life, which is kind of stupid. So in order to conquer photography, we realize that we must build our own platform. We should not become digital sharecroppers in which, you know, if you could afford an Amazon Prime subscription or Netflix or Spotify, whatever, why don't you own your own website? To me, it's kind of ridiculous. So we must own the means of production. We have to own the means of sharing, and we don't want to be censored. So the problem with Facebook, Instagram, even YouTube, right? You can't really say everything you want to say, nor can you really share everything you want to say because, you know, you're going to upset advertisers, and the advertisers don't like, you know, nudity, extreme views, lewd content, whatever that means. And so realize that unless you have 100% freedom, unless you own the means, you don't own yourself. So one of my favorite Jay-Z lines is, you know, from this story of OJ, until you own yourself, you can't be me. Until you own yourself, you can't be free. So freedom is the ultimate goal we're looking for as photographers. Also, things I recommend in order to conquer photography, don't worry so much about the raw, all that nerdy stuff. I personally recommend just shooting JPEG. It'll speed up your shooting process, your workflow process, everything. And also just realize that as a photographer, you're constantly in a state of becoming, is that there's no final destination. Once you make a perfect photo, get all the accolades, you could retire on your laurels. No, photography is more interesting when you're constantly inspired, you're constantly motivated, you're constantly in a state of wonder in the whole world. So the best photographer is probably like a child. So embrace your own inner child, embrace your own inner soul. The photos you make are for you, and obviously it's good to share them with other people, but realize, you know, let us think that if we're gonna live into excellent health until we're 120 years old, how can you stay inspired and motivated to shoot photos until you're 120? Keep that as fruit for thought, and let's continue to thrive together. Thanks a lot for watching, guys. Peace out.